This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 2, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The start of the new year makes official the start of the Craig Fuller era at the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Era really is the right word, with AOPA presidents so far serving terms averaging more than two decades each. Fuller will have ample time and a great platform for influencing the future of general aviation as it faces a full transition to GPS navigation, pressure on small airports which will only increase, and attacks from overzealous security buffs. In a New Year's video greeting to members, Fuller commented, quote, "I see a year of challenges, but I also see a year of opportunities. Much work has already begun with the new Obama administration. We've met with a transition team, and those officials have been concerned about the issues that concern all of us," unquote. In his letter to President-elect Barack Obama, Fuller wrote in part, quote, "Aviation is an integral part of this country's infrastructure and economy, and I can assure you that AOPA is ready to work with you on the pressing issues facing the aviation industry. Top among these challenges are aviation safety, modernizing the nation's air traffic control system, long-term financing of aviation infrastructure, aviation security, and responding to environmental issues," unquote. Fuller also called for the appointment of a strong FAA administrator to lead the agency through those same challenges. Outgoing AOPA President Phil Boyer tops the heroes side of Aeronews Network's 2008 Heroes and Heartbreakers list. As ANN's editor-in-chief Jim Campbell wrote, quote, "Phil Boyer has been the uncommon aviation leader, a guy who knew what he wanted to do, got it done, and was aggressive in pursuing an agenda that benefited the world of general aviation in ways that will be felt for generations. A guy with a tremendous amount of media savvy, no shyness of hard work, a consummate organizer, and a passionate aviator, Phil Boyer led AOPA in a way that had never been seen before," unquote. Boyer's recent comments about retirement mentioned nothing about a rocking chair, but he did say that after working pretty much continuously since age 17, now, at age 66, he looks forward to, quote, "having more control over my schedule," unquote. It's hard to imagine we've seen or heard the last of Phil Boyer. You can read the entire 2008 Heroes and Heartbreakers list at aero-news.net. In addition to looking back on the people who made news in 2008, this is the time of year we announce ANN's Plane of the Year. In a time when so many terrific products are out there, ANN's Jim Campbell had to make the call. The list for 2008 is headed by the Cirrus SR22 GTS Turbo. In addition to a third-generation airframe that's been through significant refinements, Cirrus has equipped this plane with a Garmin-based Cirrus Perspective avionics system, including synthetic vision and Garmin's GFC 700 autopilot, enhanced vision, and a Tornado Alley turbo-normalized engine upgrade. Perhaps the most impressive aspect of the plane is the level at which the integration of all these goodies has produced a well-balanced whole. You can read Jim's review at aero-news.net and watch for ANN's choices in specific categories, ranging from light sport to multi-engine turbine, over the next few days. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Embraer meets yet another deadline in the rollout of the Phenom 100. The U.S. Air Force provides medevac support for the Army in Afghanistan. And MT composite props are now STC'd for many Cessnas. Also, be sure to catch today's Aero News special feature. Today, my guest is 2008 National CFI of the Year, Max Trescott. He is here to announce his GAMI Awards for the best and worst in general aviation for 2008 and to look ahead optimistically to the new year just started. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. That way, whenever your Zoom starts working again, you can receive them automatically. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year, and have a clear and unlimited day.